Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Programming note, coming up in a couple minutes, he's on his way in to the main studio here. We will have friend of the show. We do not have guests on the show. I was told years ago by a program director, when you do an overnight show, you do not have guests. You're on overnights. So we will not have a guest. We will have a friend of the show, a good man, a guy who played in the Super Bowl. He's lived the life, and I've told him this to his face, so I'm not talking behind his back. He's lived the life like so many of these NFL players want to live. There's a lot of debate about Rob Gronkowski retiring. If Gronkowski retires from the Patriots after the Super Bowl, the assumption is he's going to go into acting. He's going to go down that road in professional wrestling. And if he had about 10% of the career of Fred Dreyer has had in Hollywood, Gronk would be lucky, because it doesn't usually work out this way. Fred Dreyer is very fortunate. He's good at what he does, and he was able to cross over into Hollywood. He's still working. He's still doing stuff in Hollywood. So he'll be in here in a couple minutes, and we look forward to that. We will, people have been asking, we tell you to call. Yeah, we'll take some calls later. But I have a lot to say. We have a lot to discuss. Me and Fred, we go back. We had spats with Shats. He was a central figure in that battle royale that we had on the air several years ago. And, he was a peaceful party in that. He was not an active man. He tried to work out a peace agreement, but it did not go well because I was asked to pay money by Shatner, so it did not go well. But anyway, he'll be in here in a couple minutes. I just wanted to yap for a minute about the Super Bowl. One of the things that caught my attention, and it's the same storylines. It's the same storylines every year regurgitated. One team has more experience than the other. The team that has more experience every year is the Patriots. The other team, whoever it is, whoever the Patriots happen to play that year in the Super Bowl, and people make a big deal about it. And I point this out because the Rams, Sean McVay, and they don't have much Super Bowl experience. Aaron Donald played on some terrible Ram teams. Jared Goff had to play with Jeff Fisher as well. And you go down the list, and Todd Gurley, the core of the Rams, they haven't been in many playoff games. I was told before the playoffs started they had no chance because they had lost last year in the playoffs. The geniuses that call sports radio told me they had no chance. I was also told they were going to lose to Seattle in the playoffs. I was told about they didn't want to play the Bears in the playoffs, all this stuff. But as far as the experience card, all right, couple of thoughts on this. Number one, this is an issue that gets brought up over and over and over, year after year. The team with more experience is going to win. And last year, the Patriots had more experience than the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles won. It is all prologue. All of it is prologue. It is stuff for people in the mainstream media who are running up expense accounts right now all over nudie bars in Atlanta. There is all kinds of debauchery going on with your favorite media personalities that are running amok all over Georgia, having a great time. And to justify their presence in Georgia, they have to come up with stories. They have to feed the content machine. And one of the lazy stories that comes up every year is about experience. And I've ranted in the past, and I truly believe this, that it is more to do with, I put it in the same category with locker room chemistry and those type of things, because it's something that's brought up when a team, to set up a game, to justify a story, to get a story out. Based on experience, the Rams have, they should just not show up. They should just check out of their hotel, fly back to L.A., and that's it. They have no opportunity. Just like the Philadelphia Eagles last year had no real chance based on Super Bowl experience and all that. They had no business. I thought they really had no business because of Nick bleeping Foles. That is insane. That is why I believe the Rams have a shot. If Nick Foles last year could do what Nick Foles did, and the Patriots defense, you could argue in many statistical categories, worse this year than last year's Patriot defense, the one that had Matt Patricia as the de facto defensive coordinator. In many areas, they were worse. And so I look at that, and I'm like, well, wait a minute here. what the heck? If that happened, you know, I said, well, again, that happened last year. Doesn't mean it's going to happen again. But it gives you optimism if you're expecting it to be a good game, a competitive game. But I've seen several stories written about the experience, the lack of experience. Sean McVay's in over his head. Now he's going to be exposed. Now, wasn't exposed when against the Saints and the Cowboys and the Rams earned both those wins to get to the Super Bowl. But now here it is. And those same cockroaches that are saying that, if the Rams win, you know what cockroaches do when you turn the lights on. They scamper. They hide, right? They don't want the light. Those cockroaches don't like the light. They want to hide. They want nothing to do with the light. And that's what's going to happen should the Rams win. Now, if the Rams don't win, it'll be pile on Sean McVay too soon, got to pay his dues more. Not there yet. They'll tear down Jared Goff, and I've seen some of the storylines. Jared Goff, he can't play without Cooper Kupp. That Cooper Kupp is apparently Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens is Cooper Kupp. I had no idea that he was that guy. These are good players, a nice safety net for the Rams offense when he played there. And there's all kinds of statistical collaboration to back up the point that the Rams offense is in mud without Cooper Kupp. But I look at that also. I'm like, well, you think that the Patriots are going to see that as well? We don't have to play with the same gusto because, hey, Cooper Kupp's not playing in the game, right? They just take off the game. Just take it off, right? But, you know, the numbers, hey, the numbers say that. Of course, there was also this thing called a slump, which took place, and for about three games, Jared Goff sucked out loud. The game against the Lions, the game against the Chicago Bears, which was rock bottom. He didn't play well against the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's played well enough. He was a game manager against the Dallas Cowboys in the first game, but he was a central player. He was a leading actor in the Rams' win in New Orleans, which got overlooked because of the myopia of the Saints fans, the illness, the mental illness the Saints fans have. The blame the referees, oh, the great injustice. Morons, the people of Louisiana with that nonsense. And I don't need to go down that road. Although I have a feeling, from what I'm being told, we will have more revisiting of the NFC Championship game with the Saints and the Rams because, from what I understand, tomorrow Roger Goodell, or today I guess, is going to address it. By the way, Cooper, if you want to go let our friend in, you can. He's waiting outside. He's standing outside. Coop's now producing. He's walking around the corner. He's walking down the long hallway. He will then make a right. There's a short hallway. He will then, at that point, he will make a left turn. Then there'll be a fork in the road. At that point, Coop will walk down the hallway. He will then walk down. He will then go out a door near the Smurf kitchen, and there will be our friend, the great Fred Dreyer, who will come in here in a second. He played in Super Bowl 14. Back in the day, we'll ask him about that. I know people are sending me questions to ask Fred. Apparently, I don't know what to ask him, so we'll just talk. We'll talk. That's all we're doing. Real quick, it's a weird hour. This night different than all other nights. Let's say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Garcia. Right over there.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't have Coop outstanding, you know, by the door, by the entrance to the parking garage, because when I leave in the morning, and there are sometimes, you know, big-time people that come in that hour around the 6 o'clock hour, there'll be a couple of guys, like, standing out by the parking lot waiting for the limo to pull up for some of the people that that do work in here during when the sun's about to come up.
Really?
And let those guys in because, you know, they have to be escorted immediately into the building.
I had no
can't
idea.
Wait a moment.
Oh,
yeah. So next time, just something to think about. We'll probably have Fred on again next year.
Yeah.
But
the Rams will be back in the Super Bowl.
Just have Coop stand out there. You know, I'm sure he'll enjoy that. Just have him stand out there in the parking structure.
Yeah. You ask him. How about you ask him? Rather than me ask him, you say, "Hey, Coop, why are you?"
Well, you carry much more weight than I do.
Well, I am heavier than you, but yeah. That's a fat joke. You're making a fat joke about me. You don't need to make a fat joke about me. I came in, I saw all these nice cars, a Bentley, a Jag. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Boy, they're paying the Fox Sports Radio staff more than this. I don't know, Steve Harvey's over there.
Yeah,
doing
Steve
Harvey. Steve Harvey show guys
show.
Over there doing their thing. And like, man, they drive better cars than us.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Man.
I'm going to guess that there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
I'll let you figure what that is.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, they just happen to have really nice automobiles. It's like a car show when they're here. It's, yeah, it's amazing.
They're not old nice cars either. They're new nice cars.
Yeah, they're brand new. Like, they're so new, they don't even have a license plate on them. They have the dealer, you know, the sticker or whatever.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So the NBA, they are not messing around. When Adam Silver has an iron fist, he's got bloody knuckles is what he's got, brass knuckles, and he is throwing his weight around. Do not mess with the commissioner of the NBA. After a very brief investigation, which lasted about 17 years less than the Mueller counsel, the commissioner's office determined that Anthony Davis and his agent should be punished for going rogue. Now, what was the punishment? He and his meddling agent demanding a trade and sending out smoke signals that it was to the Lakers and only to the Lakers. And that's essentially what they said. The unibrow does not want to play in New Orleans anymore. He's so distraught by how embarrassing their fan base was after the Saints game in the NFC Championship that he wants out and wants to play for the Lakers. So did you hear what the penalty was? I hope you're sitting down. I hope you're warm. I hope you're warm here. The NBA fined Anthony Davis $50,000 for his agent Rich Paul publicly asking for a trade. $50,000. Wow! Holy mackerel! That's a lot of money for me. That's a lot of money for me. $50,000. All right, so let's discuss. Now, the question is, did Adam Silver do the right thing? Hell no. Hell no. Now, my thoughts on this, you've got the LAPD Kawhi's playbook. You've got that and the third piece to the puzzle, which we will put together here as well, is the dark side. The dark side. Now, first of all, anyone who knows how the business of basketball works knows that this is completely ridiculous. Anthony Davis is making this year, you talk about a hardship, $25.4 million. Now, I'm pretty sure he didn't use a knife or a gun. He used a basketball and sneakers to get $25.4 million. So I'm not begrudging the fact that he's making that money, but what does it mean? It means that Adam Silver just fined Anthony Davis 0.0019% of his yearly salary. He makes over $300,000 per game. $310,000 is the amount of money Anthony Davis makes per game. Whether he plays or not, he's often sitting on the bench. You know, he's often sitting on the bench or rehabbing in that $5,000 suit. Now, for terms that you and I can relate to, because we're common people, we're regular people, here's how this breaks down. For a person making $50,000 a year, right, 50 grand a year, it would be the equivalent of a $98 penalty. Not even $100. Eddie said earlier, $198 is the equivalent. Now, if you make $50,000 and you got fined $98, like a citation, some kind of traffic citation or something like that, okay. I've been in more trouble. I have been fined more than Anthony Davis, and I didn't demand a trade from Fox Sports Radio. The LAPD dinged me $400. I got a ticket for $400. I had my car serviced. I had some work done on the engine, and they gave the car back. The auto shop, for some reason, turned the lights from the automatic position to the non-automatic, which means you had to turn them on. Why do they do this? They do this all the time. Why do they do it just to mess with the customer? If you're in the car repair business, why do you do that? And if you do have to change the lights, why don't you change them back? Anyway, so I got pulled over. In fact, a block away from the iHeart Media building here in Los Angeles, I got pulled over a block away. I got a $400 ticket. So I have been punished more than Anthony Davis, and I haven't violated any of the bylaws of the NBA. Haven't violated any of them. Now, I love the NBA media because the mainstream basketball media, they are so busy scratching the back of Adam Silver. and giving him a bubble bath. It is over the top. It is absolutely over the top. They are saying that the commissioner's hands were tied behind his back, that the NBA's constitution and bylaws indicate that what Adam Silver did was the most that he could do, that the bylaws say that a $50,000 fine is the maximum amount the commissioner can fine a player for making a public trade request. Now, the obvious answer to that is, well, okay, change the bylaws. And here's what I would advise the commissioner to, because this is embarrassing. Of course, if the commissioner had any cojones, this is what he would do. All right, here's what you do. Every sport has the same best interest of the game clause somewhere in the collective bargaining agreement. The commissioner has these powers in the best interest of the game, or some version of that, some variation of that. So the commissioner, what he should have done, he would have been better off saying, for the betterment of the game of basketball, I'm going to fine you $50,000 because that's all I can fine you, but I'm going to put an embargo on you going to the Lakers for 5 years. Eventually, you can go to the Lakers, but you've got to wait 5 years because of this. And if that happened, then, of course, this kind of stuff would stop. But the commissioner's not going to do it because the commissioner and many in the league office, they don't want their star players in towns like New Orleans. But that's what an adult would do. An adult would say, all right, we're going to put an embargo out. Davis cannot go to the Lakers for 5 years. LeBron will be 39 years old by the time you are allowed to go to the Lakers. And LeBron's contract will be up, but then you can go to the Lakers. Knock yourself out. Have a good time. I'll buy you balloons and cake. You can have a good time. Now, the second point here, there is a conspiracy that Anthony Davis has ulterior motives to leave the Pelicans. I got an email from T. Rick in Michigan. He was one of many, but he was the first one I responded to. So I'll give T-Rick in Michigan credit. I think he's a podcast listener, but maybe he listens live. And T-Rick, he said, he pointed out a story from a couple weeks ago that said the New Orleans medical staff is essentially incompetent and they're a bunch of boobs and they don't know what they're doing. The training staff, the doctors in New Orleans, and essentially, I'll paraphrase, give you the thumbnail version, they're claiming that they have the worst medical staff in the NBA, and that is a correlation as to why the unibrow wants out. That is the causation of that, and also why he's always hurt. Now, as I said to T-Rick, that might be true. How am I to say any different? I don't know the medical staff in New Orleans for the basketball team. Maybe they are incompetent, and the trainers have got a bunch of country bumpkins that are in charge. Nevertheless, you are gullible if you believe this. That is an old-fashioned plant. Anthony Davis and his team planted this story with some advocates in the media a couple weeks back. That is right out of the Kawhi Leonard playbook. Remember, Kawhi in San Antonio blamed the medical staff. He got independent medical counsel, and that's when he forced his way out of the Alamo and just didn't play. Insubordination. Kawhi Leonard's like, I just don't feel right. And then all of a sudden he goes to Toronto, he's able to play. The unibrow was the tin man, the glass man, long before the medical staff turned over in New Orleans. So that rumor should die on the vine. That conspiracy should die on the vine. Now the last point here, the NBA has a burgeoning crisis on its hands. And it's been going on for a long time, but it's gotten even worse in recent years. You've had three examples of players that want their way out, attempting to jerry-rig the system, prematurely leave small market teams to go play for the Lakers, a high-profile team, or one of the other glamour franchises in the NBA. And league management has essentially been castrated, is what's happened here. The players are now setting the way, and it's been this way for a number of years, but it's so painfully lately what's been going on. And Adam Silver is the last guy that I would want in a foxhole to help defend this practice. If anything, Adam Silver is going to be like a helicopter parent encouraging this. His actions indicate that. In recent years, the trend has gone on and on. Tamper, collude. Tamper, collude. Now, the dirtiest franchise of them all is the Lakers. The Lakers have already invested By the time this gets done, by my math, now we're not done yet. They've already been fined twice for $550,000, Laker personnel. I'm going to tack on the $50,000 fine for Anthony Davis because I have a pretty good idea that LeBron James was behind that. So that's $600,000 the Lakers have invested in tampering, which is a very small amount in the big picture. If you get one of these players, they keep trying. The war against the NBA's middle class. Paul George attempted to force his way out of Indianapolis, wanted to play for the Lakers. Right? Indianapolis market number 25, LA market number 2. Kawhi Leonard took a battering ram to get out of San Antonio, the 37th market, and try to go to LA. And now we have another mid-market team, mid to small market, trying to fight the good fight. Anthony Davis in New Orleans, which is television market number 53, is trying to manipulate his way to the Lakers. There is nothing that can be done when someone's a free agent. We got Fred Dreyer in here. Go back and hear the podcast. And Fred, he told a story about he was fed up. He was playing for the New York Giants years ago in a different generation. Giants blew. They were terrible. He didn't want to be part of it. The Giants didn't know how to do anything, put a team together. So he waited till his contract was up, and he left. He went to play for the Rams. Actually, he was going to go to Hollywood, but he left. These guys aren't free agents. If Anthony Davis is a free agent, like, I want to play for the Lakers, that's fine. He's got a year and a half left on a contractual agreement to play for the Pelicans in New Orleans. Now, I pray that the Pelicans do the right thing here and send the unibrow to Siberia, which is pretty much all over the upper Midwest in the United States right now. That is where Siberia is. But the Spurs did the right thing. The Pacers did the right thing. They didn't give in to Kawhi and Paul George. Both made really good basketball trades. New Orleans should do the same. And by the way, the Celtics are the team that has the most to offer. You just have to wait a little bit. Right, big deal. Patience. It's a virtue. That's the old saying, right? Patience is a virtue. And here's the dark side, right? If I'm an NBA owner in Milwaukee or Minnesota, you have to do something the next couple years because the way this works, you know, and I know that who's got next? Giannis Antetokounmpo, Karl Anthony Towns. That's who's got next. They are the next mid-market stars who are going to be influenced to leave Milwaukee and Minnesota. Whether maybe it's not the Lakers in a couple years. Maybe it's the Knickerbockers or the Chicago Bulls wake up from hibernation. That is what's next. So this is, if you're an owner of the Bucks, if you're an owner of the Timberwolves, you've got to do something. Otherwise, what's the point? I mean, you're just a minor league team. You're a minor league organization, and it's just everything's, hey, let's, you know, eventually we'll just get all these guys on a couple of teams, and that's the way it goes. We'll have the Harlem Globetrotters like they have with the Golden State Warriors, but the Lakers are like, we want to be the Harlem Globetrotters too. Right. And there's some other questions here. Will the Anthony Davis conundrum, will it lead to LeBron James being punished? Because LeBron James, you really have to be a Kool-Aid drinking sycophant to not realize LeBron James is behind this. Rich Paul's his guy.
Who, me?
Yeah. He's got a high basketball IQ. Rich Paul is the double agent, lifelong friend of LeBron James, childhood friend of LeBron James, and all that, going back many years. And it's obvious LeBron, like from the Vatican, we talked about this, a smoke signal from the high priestess LeBron James goes out, the Reverend LeBron James, and then within a month, the agent Rich Paul comes out and says, hey, we've got to get LeBron out of, or Anthony Davis out of New Orleans. We've got to get him with the Lakers.
He's trash.
Yeah. And the Pelicans should also be owed some compensation here for this. Give up a first-round pick. The Lakers, this is the third time the Lakers have been punished for tampering. Give up a pick. Give a pick up. Remember when the Patriots had to give up a first-round pick because one of their scandals, they only had 31 picks in the first round that year? Just give it up. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Solid Gold Garcia.
Now, Ben, you know what a huge fan of the NBA I am.
You are Mr. Basketball. You are it.
I have always been fascinated with Adam Silver, not just because he looks like an extraterrestrial.
He looks like he needs a sandwich.
But this relationship he has with the players, and I understand the NBA likes to sell itself as, oh, we have a partnership with our players and blah, blah, blah. It seems to me, and you and I have worked in this business for a while, have you ever had one of those bosses that seems like he wants to be your buddy? It's just an awkward thing for your boss to act like he wants to be your friend, and Adam, yet you know that he's not, and it's a weird situation. And Adam Silver works for the owners. How does he go into labor negotiations with these guys? Because there's still, even if you want to say, oh, it's a partnership, it's still an employee relationship with your boss. It's such a weird thing. He just seems like he wants to be liked by the players so much.
I got a perfect analogy. You know what Adam Silver is? Adam Silver is like the stepdad who supplies the weed and booze for the party, the high school party. That's what Adam Silver is, right? He's that guy. He's got whatever you want. Whatever you want. We're going to have the greatest party. Knock yourself out. That's essentially what he's doing here.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
And then, but what does he do when mom comes home, though? You know, like
when the owners,
hey man, what the hell are you doing?
You imagine being that trust fund guy that owns the Bucks. You're like, you have Giannis Antetokounmpo, this burgeoning star in Milwaukee, who you know next year, once this all gets sorted out, and Anthony Davis is traded somewhere, he's gonna be the next guy. He's gonna be like, where is he gonna go? We got to get him out of Milwaukee. He's not happy. The Bucks can't win a championship, and they can't get enough good players in Milwaukee. Even though the Bucks are playing great this year, they have a wonderful regular season record. They'll be like, he's got to get out of there. And if Anthony Davis gets traded to, I don't know, Toronto or something like that, then they'll be like, well, here's what the Laker historian pivots. I've seen it. They pivot. They're like, all right, now we'll get Giannis. Giannis, he had a nice meal in Los Angeles in West L.A. at a restaurant there, an Italian restaurant in West L.A. and off Beverly, and he wants to play for the Lakers because he wants to eat at that restaurant three times a week. And somebody will write that, and it'll get repeated and all that. Hey, Eddie, I love these photos. We are covering the polar vortex, which is going on here. I love this.
The term is intriguing, I will say.
It's just wonderful.
Thank God we don't live there.
Yeah, I got some more great pictures that are coming in.
It sense not to live there.
Yes. Jason, I'm going to retweet this. I'll post this. Jason says, I live in Green Bay. My route takes me to Sturgeon Bay.
Oh, I'm looking at the same picture.
Oh, my God. Is that not just...
that? If you sent me that picture and said, where's that picture? I would have said Antarctica.
Yeah, North Pole.
Something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alaska?
Yeah. That is insane. I mean, it's hard... You can't see cold, right? But you can in these photos see cold. You're not supposed... Cold is cold, right? You can see snow, you can see rain, you can see that, but you're not supposed to be cold.
Oh.
But I can see the cold. I can feel the cold looking at this photo.
Did you see Arik's video he sent out?
In
Minnesota? It's throwing the hot water into the air and then having it turn into...
Oh, he did one of those?
Yeah, I'll retweet it right now.
Check that
out. I'll retweet it.
Yeah. All right, so keep them coming. If I see it, I'll send it back out to the masses and the Maller militia so we can all live through you. You're our eyes. You're our eyes there, so we'll check it out.
We're enjoying being a spectator of this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine. I mean, I dressed up, Eddie. I wore pants. And
because we had a special friend come in.
Not a guest, but the great Fred Dreyer, longtime friend. I got to get Poncherella in here, I'm telling you. Eric Estrada, we got to get him in here next. I don't know him, though. Eric Estrada?
Does he listen to the show?
Probably not. Yeah. I almost
Roberto probably knows him.
He almost got hired years ago. Wow. That is a low blow by Eddie Garcia. That's not right. I didn't play that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
That's
it's
right. Maller. There you go.
How about
right
that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Koopa Loop, who found the stash of parking. So if you want free parking, we've got it. Don't tell James our security. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oops.
All right.
Reports on Monday revealed that the Eagles do not plan to tag Nick Foles and seemingly are ready to let him go free and clear. Ben, who is Nick Foles going to start for? Because it's going to be someone, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, sure, yeah, he shouldn't, but he's a high-end backup, not a starter. It's going to be Jacksonville. Jacksonville's in the pole position. All the indications point to Jacksonville. First of all, the Jags have been practicing strategic incompetence for years, so this is the kind of hot potato that they would sign up for as a franchise. You know, people have said, well, you need a game manager. You got to get rid of Borders. You need a reliable game manager. Well, a lot of people believe Nick Foles is that guy. I'm not convinced, so it makes sense. And secondly, Tom Coughlin, the grand poobah of Jacksonville football, who's calling the shots, he 100% wants to get rid of Bortles, which is the right move. That makes sense. The fact that they've already hired a confidant of Nick Foles and John DeFilippo, who was a coach with the Eagles a couple years ago as the offensive coordinator, that's an obvious indicator. Even blind Scott can see that. I'd also keep an eye on the Redskins, but I put Jacksonville in the pole position. Next!
Now, when it comes to rookies in the NBA, all the talk right now surrounds Luka Doncic. However, Trae Young said in an interview that it's a marathon, not a sprint, and that he will be the better player in the end. Any chance of that, Ben?
Yeah. What the hell is he supposed to say? I suck, and I'm going to suck the rest of my career. Of course he can't say that. He's got the machismo thing going on. Now, here's what I'll say. A, Trae Young has about a 10% chance of making this happen, which is I'm going high at 10%. He's obviously got to go out and prove it. Prove it with your play. Statistically, he's taking less shots a game and averaging around the same points per game, Trae Young. He's just not getting the publicity. Now, I will tell you also, he is the beneficiary of low expectations. Trae Young's off the grid in Atlanta. People have already written him off, which works in his favor. He can use that to his advantage. And Luka Doncic, on the other side, he's now in people's minds. He's first in people's minds. The Mavericks forward has a bullseye on his back, and he has the curse of high expectations. He's now got to follow up his rookie season with another solid season. He's only shooting 43%, which isn't all that great. But that said, I would still rather have Doncic right now than Trae Young. Next!
Now, another report that surfaced yesterday is that the Raiders could go after a top quarterback in this year's draft, despite the fact that they don't plan on getting rid of Derek Carr. Ben, what are the chances that this happens?
Pretty good, right? If you look at this objectively, you don't want to hear this, Raider fan, but if you look below the surface, Derek Carr was not John Gruden's quarterback. Right? He was inherited by John Gruden. And it makes sense. Why don't you trade Carr at the draft and draft some other quarterback and let that quarterback play or have Carr stay and then groom that quarterback for a year in Timbuktu where the Raiders are going to play before they move to Vegas. John Gruden does weird things. It makes a lot of sense. All right, there it is. Mallet of the third degree. How'd we do?
Ben, you pass us.
That is a winner! Polar Vortex!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password. You idiot.
Password, the word game of the stars.
Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go. Password time. Brought to you by Discover Card. We treat you like you'd treat you with... Discover Card. Let's welcome in our contestants for this edition of Password. We have, let's see here, we've got Joe in San Antonio. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Ben. Nice to talk to you. Last week, something happened that hadn't happened in 12 years. I had a couple of early doctor's appointments, and I missed two consecutive shows since the first time I heard you, February 7th, 2007.
Wow. Devastating. Like to kick your doctor's ass. I can't lose you as a live listener. Man. All right, hold on a sec, Joe. I'm glad you're... I got Joe off his deathbed years ago, and now he's doing pretty well. Got to keep him healthy, even though we have a love-hate relationship, me and Joe. Let's say hello to Eli in Ohio. Hello, Eli.
Yo, yo, yo. How's it going?
Yo, yo, yo. What part of Ohio are you in, Eli?
I'm near Dayton.
You're Dayton? Oh, you know a guy named Dick?
Nah, unfortunately not.
All right. He's at the Lowe's. So if you want to, he's in the garden area at Lowe's. He's a big Browns and Bengals fan. So, yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you. Hold on a sec. And by the way, what do you do for a living, Eli? I got to be polite here. What do you do for a living?
I am a truck driver.
Oh, cool. Are you working right now or are you, what's your deal? You're starting your day, ending your day?
In the middle of my day.
I got you.
Night.
All right. Well, be safe. Hold on. And Joe drives a truck also around Texas. Joe, who do you want to partner up with? We got to get to the game. Who do you want to play with?
Okay, well, stay away from the hate and get to the love. I'll take you, Ben.
Oh, look at that. It's all romance. It's all love here. We'll be cuddling just like Danny G and Deshaun Watson. All right, very good. Eli, who would you like to partner up with, Eli?
Hello. Let's go with Eddie.
Okay. It's a bad choice, but we all make bad decisions. You didn't have very good options. All right, very good. You're there. You're over here. We have a list of words. Here they are. 1 to 10. If you saw the words, you're a cheater. Joe, you got on the air first, so pick a number 1 to 10. 1 to 10, please.
Let's do 5.
Word number 5. All right, we start out with 10 points, and we will work our way down. Let's go with holy.
Holy.
Yes, holy. H-O-L-Y, holy.
Sacred.
Yeah, bam, just like that. 10-0, good guys. You can put it on the board, as Hawk Harrelson would say, yeah. Eddie, you're up, Eddie. You're up. You're down 10-0. You want to quit right now?
No.
Okay.
Eli, 1 through 10, except for number 5.
Let's go with 7.
Ooh.
Number 7.
Whoa. Whoa. That's what Scooby would say.
Let's go with. Well, this is not going to be easy. Let's go with Trapper.
What?
Trapper.
What?
Shut up, Ben.
Yeah. All right. What are we doing?
Right. It's a Trapper with a T?
Yes.
Goalie?
No.
All right. He said Trapper. I'm going to go with Outdoorsman. Joe. Outdoorsman.
Hunter.
Yeah! Bam! 19-0, good guys. Woo!
He was on the show, man.
That's right. Our friend Hunter, good man.
I couldn't say Fred, though. But
we're not allowed to say Fred because that would be illegal. Well, Joe, we're back up. We're dominating this game. Let's run up the score, Joe. Pick a number, Joe, in San Antonio. We're up 19-0. Anything but 5 and 8, we have every other number between 1 and
5 and 7.
5 and 7. Well, I kept saying, why did I say? All right. Who cares? Anything other than 5 and 7. There you go.
Let's do 8.
You want to do 8? All right. Let's go with okay. Defrost.
Let me try off.
No.
Oh, the door is open, Eli.
It's not open very much. It's not open very much.
Ben said defrost, or yes, one of them, and then Joe said thaw. The clue is liquefy.
Ooh.
Come on, Eli.
Eddie's about to have a meltdown.
Oh, Jesus.
Eddie's going to have a meltdown. He's going to have a Garcia volcano eruption. No, that is incorrect. No, don't do that. Come on, I'm winning. Don't do that. Let's just go. What did I say? I said defrost.
I got a great clue, Ben.
He's going to give you a clue? Okay, this should be good. Give him a clue, Joe.
I was going to say, here's what, let me give you snow. How about snow? Oh, come on, Joe!
Oh, I was going to say melt.
Yeah! Ah, very good.
My clue was going to be patty.
Oh, patty. Oh, melts. Yeah, that would have been the Mallard maneuver.
Delicious.
I could have done that. I would go for a patty melt right now. All right. Should we end the game now? Do you want to keep going?
Eli, do you want to try and avoid the shutout? I guess that's a no.
Yeah, let's try one
more time. One more.
Anything but 5, 7, or 8.
Half.
3? All right. All right. The password is leash. Leash.
Eddie's about to lose.
No, we've already lost. The last one was.
I know. He's not going to get it. It's what's connected to the leash? The caller. It was caller. C-O-L-L-A-R, caller.
Thanks for playing, Eli.
Thank you, Eli.
Well done.
I like that, Eli.
God bless.
Joe gets a golden ticket. Another win for me. The all-time wins leader at Password wins again.
Got a murder. Got to go.
I won again, Eddie.